Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, Little Richie Valens. Bringing us back, that's Ricardo Valenzuela is his original name. His mother named him, and he shortened it to Richie Valens to become one of the great immortals, the late, great Richie Valens. Thanks for being part of my day, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I encourage you to go there and find and type in Stephen Baum, B-A-U-M, into my search engine, and see the body of work that Stephen has deposited with us over the last many years that he's been a member of our Brain Trust. You're going to go back there. It's a tutorial, folks, on how to become a better executive of your small business. Check it out there. And also his own website. Stephen, if I'm not mistaken, that's your name, right? StephenBaum.com?
I'm sorry, Jim. Couldn't hear you.
Your own website, Stephen.
Yes, Baum? It's Stephen H. Baum Leadership. Stephen H. Baum Leadership.
All right, I had half of it. Stephen H. Baum, B-A-U-M, Leadership.com. You can find him there. And also the book, What Made Jack Welch Jack Welch, by the same man. Stephen, we're talking about customer expectations. Thank you for helping us develop this idea, because I think, I believe that the only thing that's moving faster than our competitors' plans are our customers' expectations. And when I say customer expectations, part of that means the products that they want, the things that they want to buy. But, Stephen, you and I both know that most of those things are commodities. So that's not really that much of a riddle anymore. The riddle to me is not so much what do people want, but when do they want it? How do they want it? Which do they want it upside down today, whereas yesterday they didn't want it upside down? Do they want it in a round box instead of a square box? Do they want it to be able to buy it online? Do they want to be able to learn about it on Facebook? Those are the kind of expectations we've got to keep up with. What do you think?
Well, I think there's two pieces to that, too. You remind me of something that U-Haul did years ago. They went out and they talked to their customers, and they asked them about their experiences in moving and what worked, what didn't, what they wish would happen. And they discovered that there's an area that used to be incidental to U-Haul that was really important to the customers, and it was all the materials. It was the blankets and the boxes and the tape and all that stuff. And they decided this just isn't incidental. This is a business. It's a profit pool. It's a way we can make good money. And they went about making the moving materials into almost a separate business in the store. And it has changed their margin by huge percentages when Ryder didn't figure that out and basically left the business.
Well, if you remember, the railroad industry almost lost their industry because they thought they were in the railroad business instead of the moving people.
Well, that's exactly right.
And the same thing with U-Haul, right? At first they thought they were in the moving truck business, and they realized they were in the business of helping families.
There's an old joke that says, you say you love me, but I'm not at the top of your speed dial. And you want to be on the top of the speed dial of your best customers. That's how that works. Mm-hmm. We were talking a minute ago about this notion of what is the job of the CEO and how should they be thinking. And I mentioned to you that nobody in a company knows what the CEO knows or knows who the CEO knows. Therefore, the CEO, the owner, has information and questions in his head that nobody else has. And I wanted to talk a little bit about a couple of examples, one small and one bigger, of situations that are just like that. There's an individual who runs a pre-employment screening business. And over the last couple of years, he has spent an hour a week and then more than an hour a week thinking about what's the opportunity in these terrible times. What can we be doing in ways that his people, as good as they are, they just never get around to thinking about that. So, for example, what product can I acquire the rights to that will make my business stronger, better, more diversified, have something to offer the customer? And he went out and he did literature searches, web searches, read the paper all the time, and discovered there was a guy out west who had a program that if he could get distribution to, he could offer some new things. That kind of example is what we're talking about. Nobody in the company would be thinking about that. That led him to understand that maybe there's something I can do in screening people after they're employed, and he's working on that. Nobody thinks about that in the company. I don't know if you saw the paper this morning.
But you know what, Stephen? The idea, the spark of the idea might come from some pain that your employee has.
That's absolutely true.
So when you ask your employees questions, when they talk to you, as they tell you these things, nothing should be thrown away. Everything should be cataloged, especially if there's any kind of pain.
You never know where ideas are going to come from. It could be a customer complaint.
Yeah.
You find out there's enough complaints about something, maybe it's an opportunity. You find out about your people. Again, another story from long ago, a new CEO came in and asked everybody that he came in contact with, what's it like to work here? And he found the biggest pain in the butt was having to redo financials every month in detail. Went to his chief financial officer and says, come up with a way we can do this. So people don't have to do that every month. They'll do it at some more gross level. You could hear the cheers all over the state when he told people they didn't have to do that anymore. They then came up with a way to deal with some of their customers so they didn't have to do laborious things that took time that wasn't value-adding. It was, it came from the employees. It can come from the employees. It can come from the customers. It can come from anywhere.
Right. Stephen, hold on to that thought. We've got to take a quick break. When we come back, folks, we're going to shift gears just a little bit. There's an area that's maybe a missed opportunity for you and for the marketplace. And Stephen's going to talk to us about that. Stephen Baum is our guest. Stephen H. Baum Leadership.com is the website. BAUM. Tintel. Stay with us.
That's right.
Do it no matter what.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.